Welcome everybody, share number 1252. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe and Lurfush Lemir Full Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malach of Choyresh plowing. Okay, I want to just talk a little bit about, in reference to playing ball, sometimes soccer. Well, we're not getting into the whole thing. Is it the right thing on Shabbos? Wrong thing? Al pi halacha, as in conjunction with the malacha of choyresh plowing, right? As we've been talking about, in general, there's sometimes there's issues with sweeping, washing, right, schlepping heavy things on the ground on a regular dirt ground. So all this is on the malach of Choyresh because of the two reasons we spoke about. You're going to come to knock down Ashvei Gumos, you come to knock down mounds, you come to fill up holes, and so on. Okay, so now what about playing ball, right? Possibly rolling marbles, rolling balls, bouncing balls, basketball, and all these various different type of things. I also saw brought down in one sefer reference to cars. Sometimes younger children have these cars that they ride. You know, they either drive in or they play with or whatever the case is. How would that work in reference to ground floors? Okay, so in reference to dirt floors outside and so on. So in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, until now we were talking about the Simen Shin Lamed Zayin. The next Simen is Simen Shin Lamed Ches, which has a variety of various different halachas, Hashmas Kol and other things, which some of them we did talk about in the past. But one of the simonim in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, one of the sifim sif hey, the mechaber and the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch, goes through some various halachas in conjunction with playing ball, marbles, and these type of things on a dirt ground. Okay. So tells us the Mechaber, again, it's Simen Shin Lamed Ches Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, Ein Soicha Kimbeha Goyz, and one should be careful not to play with nuts. They used to play, I don't know how much they do it today, but they used to play with rolling like these nuts on the ground. I remember as a kid, I used to see it. On Yom Tov, they used to play sometimes. They used to play nuts, and I don't know exactly how they did it as far as the halachas of Yom Tov, but they used to be these various different type of nut games that's rolled on the ground. You have to get in the basket or whatever. Regular, you know, hard grounds, which is not so simple. We're going to see that could be problematic also. But for right now, we're talking about regular dirt grounds. So the Mechaber says we don't play with rolling nuts for loy b'tapuchim, and also this is apples, but these various different type of round items, you know, rolling on the floor. V'chayotzebai, meaning, you know, any type of round type of a green, type of a item, a ball or whatever, rolling, bouncing. We don't play outside. Why? Mishum ashvei gumos. Because of the fact we're afraid people are going to be, you know, straightening out the ground, basically. It's going to be knocking down the ground as you go. Now, in general, when we say ashvei gumos, whatever, it means knocking down mounds, filling up holes, you know, leveling out holes, leveling out the ground. But it's all part of which we have been discussing in the past, all falling under the malach of choyresh in a field and boina in a house, be it as it may, filling up the holes and knocking down or straightening out the ground, if you want to call it, knocking down mounds and stuff like that. Okay, so be it as it may, so tells us the Mechaber, no, we don't play with these, we don't roll things, play with things, these balls or whatever the case is, apples, the nuts, whatever the case is, on the ground, on a dirt floor, fine. So the Rama comes along and tells us, good, I understand that, says the Rama over there also in Sif Hei, Shalom Ches Sif Hei, V'dafka al Gabi Karka. This halacha is V'dafka on a ground, on a dirt ground, whereby you're not allowed to play with all these things on a dirt ground. Aval al Gabi Shulchan Shari, but on top of the table is fine. If somebody, for whatever reason, plays, with these nuts or whatever it is on top of a table, that's okay. We'll see, we'll talk about the, there's a famous game called Kugelach, right? I don't know how much they play today, but I remember years ago, I remember myself as a kid, Kugelach, everybody played Kugelach. He sat down on the floor, right, in yeshiva by recess, and everybody played Kugelach. So how does that work? Could I play Kugelach on the table, on the floor? What's the story with that? So we'll see. We'll try and get to all those various different type of things. But right now, the Mechaber, the Rama, is explaining to us all those things that we just mentioned. You don't play on the ground, but if it's on a table, let's say rolling a ball on a table or doing these things on a regular table, so that would be fine. Why? The Rekel Amigzah Sham Mishum Gumas. There's no Gezera. Tells us the Ramah that he brings it from Rabbein Yeruchim. There's no Gezera whereby, well, if we let you roll these things on a table, you might come to roll it on a dirt ground. No, Chazal said there's no such. We don't go so far. There's no Gezera. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah just explaining what we're trying to establish the halacha, what the halacha is, and then of course we'll get into all the various different type of practical applications, how to work it, and what about outside on the pavement, right? We'll see all those things as we go down the road. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Ches. He says Sifkaton Yud Ches Shemagaglin Laisim Makim. Like little children play with these marbles banging against one another and it pushes it ahead or whatever the case is. But the bottom line is it's being rolled on the floor. So that we don't do. We don't play with these rolling things on the floor. Tells us the Mishnah further, just explaining as if you test Ashvei Guma, it's going to be the path sort of for the rolling things is going to be straightened out on the floor, and that's all part of the Malach of Chayresh outside, and of course Boina indoors. Oh, so now the Mishabur says, what about, we saw from the Ramah on Sifkat Chaf, I'm sorry, brings the Mishabur Agabe Shulchan, on the Shulchan, on the table, we saw it was fine. So tells us the Mishabur, so what is it only on a table, or maybe other hard surfaces also, right? What did the Ramah mean? V'huadin Agabe Machatzeles, I beged, I tavla. So the Mishabur says, no, it doesn't mean only on the table. It can mean also on a board, even on a spread out cloth, right? As long as it's not on the ground per se. A machzel is like a mat, a cloth, the type of a thing on a beged. The tavla is like a board type of a thing. If you have a hard board, hard wood on the floor or something like that, let's say outside, so then these things would be okay. You would have a din of a table on a mat also possibly and so on. V'logaz rinim b'cholzeh atual gabi karka said it was no gezeira. If we let you roll these things if we let you roll balls and play marbles and nuts and all these type of things on a mat or on a beged or on a board and so on, there's no gezeira, or on a table, there's no gezeira, because that ought to al-gabi karka, whereby we're afraid people will come to play with it on a dirt ground. Because it's the gezeira, the gezeira, it becomes a gezeira to a gezeira. So, in other words, one gezeira is l'chayra. I mean, if somebody's playing on the floor, we're afraid he's going to, you're going to come to straighten out the ground, right? It's not always a person will for sure, because of the fact that if you play, a person's playing on the ground, it could be it's a straight ground. It's not happening automatically, possibly, but still it's a gezeira. And then to make another gezeira, you might come to do it over there. So far we don't go. Just to explain one thing interesting, which I myself have a thing, but I realize the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Yud Tes, when we say leveling out holes in here in this situation, there's two issues over here. First of all, it's a question of, we said that pressing down dirt is not a problem. So let's say somebody bounces a ball possibly, or even rolling a ball. It could be only like a wheel maybe. Okay, but be it as it may, bottom line is, we spoke about in the past a stronger question, which I thought of that we said if it's a light item, it might not be a psik resh. In other words, if you schlep a very light item on the ground, a light chair, right, it doesn't mean there's no psik resh whereby you're going to come to automatically make holes, right? We said only if it's a heavier item, thereby will make holes. So what's the thing over here? Marbles is not a major issue, right? The marbles, if you'll say nuts, how heavy is nuts? Nuts is a very light thing. Why when I play nuts, I roll nuts, it's going to be leveling out the ground. I mean, was it any worse than a light chair if I schlep it on the ground? It's not a psikresha. But the answer is, so it tells us the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkaton Yud Tes that like we said, they're going to prepare it. There's a gezeira that somebody might come to prepare it. Right? He may come to level out holes in order to prepare a path on which to roll the nuts. That's what the Mishnah Berurah was telling us. That it's the whole thing is really a gezeira. Sheyochin derech legalgal ha'egas. You're going to come to prepare you level out the ground to have a path in which to play. So it's really, it is a gezerah. It's not so much whereby we're dealing with a psik resh over here. So then to go ahead to say gezerah to one gezerah, you're making one gezerah on top of another gezerah, right? We're afraid possibly might make a path. So then don't play on a hard surface, because you might come to play on a path, and then you might come to play on a ground and then make a path for the marbles, or make a path for the nuts, or make a path for the balls to play, whatever. So far we don't go. We do one gezerah. We don't say a gezerah le gezerah. Okay, we're going to continue next time and go through obviously more halachas and then get into practical applications. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.